State of Indiana looking good as far as unemployment numbers go, as we fell from 2.3% in February down to 2.2% in the month of March. Definitely good news as far as the Hoosier State is concerned, as we are now joined on the news line this morning from Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. How are things in Fort Wayne? Are you guys getting snow?
Yeah, we're seeing, you know, the I always see that graph of what actual weather seasons are. We're in that, you know, portion of fake winter or that one last dose, which I made the joke a couple weeks ago that I thought we were done seeing snow. Yeah, that wound up being a lie. We're going to see a little bit of snow today and possibly some drizzly rain. But by the end of the weekend, I think everybody across the state can finally bust those golf clubs out for good.
Yeah, that's looking forward to that.
But as far as the unemployment number goes, really good numbers from the last month as far as the Hoosier State goes, as we dropped from 2.3% down to 2.2%. What was the largest sector that saw the best job growth from what you guys found?
Well, I know there was the manufacturing sector. There was some movement there. And one of the things I will say with those numbers that are positive, certainly, but there continues to be that whole challenge that companies around the state of Indiana are facing, and that's finding people, finding workers. Elkhart County is down, I think, to 1.7%. They've got the RV industry there as well, competing for jobs. Amazon opening a couple of major facilities there, and they're really, really challenged to find workers. I talked with the president of Toyota Motor Manufacturing here in Indiana, down in southwest Indiana. They're trying to hire 1,400 workers. They're about halfway there, but have hired about 700 additional workers. But they say they just can't get the workers they need. They say they hate to do it, but they're offering incentive packages to people, Toyota workers from other parts of the country, to come to Indiana to work because they just can't find the workers. So those unemployment numbers are strong, are positive, but they kind of underscore that challenge in finding workers here around the state.
Other big news talking about this week is Governor Eric Holcomb, who seems like he was just long enough to change the clothes out of his suitcase after he got back from Slovakia and Israel earlier in the month. He's going to get ready to go on yet another trip here towards the end of the month and early portions of the month of May.
Yeah, a week long trade trip that he and Secretary of Commerce Brad Chambers will go to Sweden, United Kingdom, Monaco, among the key stops there. And this is really what these trips are about. They will be visiting Rolls-Royce, which recently announced a $400 million expansion in investment, $200 million in Indianapolis, $200 million in West Lafayette as well. Also, we'll be visiting Saab, the aerospace company based in Sweden. Saab has opened a major manufacturing facility in West Lafayette. So that's, as you kind of get down to the nitty-gritty on what these trips are about, they're about relationship building and about keeping that conversation going. And the hope is that some of these visits will ultimately, typically the trips themselves don't generate it, but ultimately over time will mean more investment and more jobs in Indiana.
Overall, these trips abroad seem like they've recently really helped cement Indiana's reputation, especially in the world of business. Has the response been from his trip to Israel been positive so far?
You know, I think so. In Israel, it's kind of a maybe surprising to some, but there are several Israeli companies doing business here in Indiana. So that's kind of an emerging relationship, if you will. The other piece of it and part of these trips is creating that brand, if you will, that Indiana is open to global business. And in fact, after 2 years being delayed by the pandemic, the state will host the first ever global business summit right around the Indianapolis 500, a global event Indiana hosts each and every year. But we'll host a summit. They're going to have business leaders, CEOs, executives, political leaders from all over the globe coming to Indiana to take a look at what Indiana has to offer from a global standpoint. So that's, you know, you bring up a good point. It's part of that brand, that image, I guess, that Indiana wants to portray as being open to investment, certainly from the U.S., but also from around the globe.
Definitely seeing some exciting times within the Hoosier State for sure. Gary Dick, don't forget, you can always go online to InsideIndianaBusiness.com for the latest in-state business news. Gary, it's always a pleasure talking.
Likewise. Have a great week, my friend.
Podcasts by Federated Media.